Francois Lavignac joined the Australian Ballet Company 4 years ago. His journey to the Australian stage began in his hometown of Limoges, a small city in France. The 24-year-old has been dancing since he was six, but it wasn't until he turned 14 he decided to take his passion for ballet to a professional level.
Really decided that that was something I wanted to do for ever and decided to like pursue it professionally. So I moved to Paris and then London and graduated from English National Ballet School and then moved here and started work with the Australian Ballet.
Francois was faced with many challenges growing up. He was repeatedly harassed by his peers for dancing and says it wasn't accepted where he was from.
That was very, very like difficult with the others, my classmates, and that was something that was not accepted where I was from. I was bullied, I was harassed, all the things. But I guess it just like builds me up. You know, I wouldn't go back. I just feel like I'm feeding myself from these moments in like on stage today.
But he's been welcomed by the Australian Ballet, where he's been nominated for the prestigious Ballet Dancer of the Year Award. Through a short video clip, which has been promoted online and gives a glimpse inside the minds of the nominees, Francois reveals the challenges he must overcome before he steps on stage.
When I rehearse, I focus on the mechanics of my body, working like a machine. I close my eyes and picture all my muscles moving together.
The award is the highest accolade in the Australian Ballet. Many former winners have gone on to become some of the brightest ballet stars in the industry and in the world. The winner will receive a $20,000 cash prize, and there is also a chance for one of the nominees to win the People's Choice Award, which is decided by public vote and comes with a cash prize of $5,000. Valerie Tereshenko is also a nominee.
I know my time as a dancer is limited. This drives me to push past the exhaustion and give every moment my all.
The 27-year-old has been dancing with the Australian Ballet for 9 years. She was born in Kiev, Ukraine, but immigrated to Australia with her family when she was 6 years old. Valerie says her mother adored ballet and, despite her inability to speak English, still managed to enrol her daughter in classes.
She got someone to write on a piece of paper how much for lessons, and she put me in and she put the piece of paper in, and the teacher kind of went, well, first we'll see what she can do. After the first few lessons, I said, I don't want to do this. And my mum said, well, just give it till the end of the week. I stayed till the end of the week, and then by the end of the week, I thought, oh yeah, I can keep doing this.
Valerie also explains a special Russian ritual she performs before she goes on stage.
Well, for my mum and my grandma, there's the little thing they do where they spit over their shoulder 3 times, they go tu tu tu, and then I do a little bit of a cross, and then I touch some wood, and that's kind of the little sequence that is just kind of evolved.
The awards will be announced on December 5 at the opening night performance of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.